Time to go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. It's been a tough couple of weeks for Bills fans. Before we get into this week's game, let's talk just a little bit about the state of the Bills organization and how the overall fan base feels.
Yeah, I have to say this is the earliest I can remember Bills fans being so distraught over the state and the prospects for their team. As many already know, the Bills have fired offensive coordinator Greg Roman, and they're now talking about simplifying their playbook to be quicker. Add to that the disputed reports of the Pegulas meeting with offensive players without Coach Rex Ryan, and these are not good signs, particularly as it relates to the competency of the coaching staff and the administration. When you're talking about the pace of the offense or the need for simplification or even the right fit at such a key job like offensive coordinator this early in the season, these really should have been things that needed to be recognized and addressed throughout the offseason, which ended just a few short weeks ago. Bills fans are no stranger to dysfunction and poor performance, but to see it reach such levels by week two of a season, I mean, it's totally unprecedented. And hey, there's still 14 games left to be played.
All right. I like that. On to those 14 games. All right. We start off with the Bills taking on the Cardinals at home. Now, what does this game represent for the Bills' prospects?
Yeah, this is a particularly interesting game in that it plays into the high-stakes drama of this early season in the perfect sense. And what I mean by that is it'll be a really significant test for the Bills to know if they're even close to having what it takes to turn this season around. Because the Cardinals, they're a really good football team. And a win on Sunday would be a statement win for the Bills. Those Cardinals are led by quarterback Carson Palmer and receiver Larry Fitzgerald, and they're viewed as one of the top three contenders to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. After a close loss to the Patriots in week one, the Cardinals are coming off a big bounce back 40-7 win over the Buccaneers. Arizona's offense is one of the most potent in the league, and despite much of the controversy and focus revolving around the offense in Buffalo this past week, you got to keep in mind that the Bills' defense is only ranked an underwhelming 23rd in the league through 2 weeks, so this could be one of those defining early challenges to prove critics wrong. Again, it feels strange to be talking about the big picture ramifications of this game just in week two. But because the Cardinals are so good, the Bills are headed to then New England after, who, despite some bumps in the road without Brady, are still holding things together. There's the real possibility they could be looking at an 0-4 start and increasing talk of cleaning house from top to bottom. So with that, sets up one of the more critical week three games I've ever seen in recent memory.
That is a nightmare scenario.
Sorry, Jay.
0-4. Yes, that's okay, though. We've got to face reality, but let's maybe look on the positive sides. If the Bills are going to avoid that, who are the key players going to be?
All right, let's do this. I see three guys on offense and a few elements on defense as well that need to play up to their potential to give the Bills a real shot at winning. So let's start on defense. We have Jerry Hughes, who already has two sacks through the first two games. So far, he's been their best defensive player. If he can keep pressure on Palmer, who's downright statuesque in his mobility, that's going to go a long way to disrupt the Cardinals' powerful offense. Then you have to look at cornerbacks Stephon Gilmore and Ronald Darby. Both are definitely talented players, but they're coming off some of the worst games of their career. And if they can rebound and play to their abilities, it's going to make a big difference. And on offense, it's going to be critical for Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor to take advantage of this simplified playbook and the resulting quicker pace to get back on track towards demonstrating that he can be the Bills' franchise quarterback. I am still skeptical, and I don't think he is the franchise quarterback, but I do hope he proves me wrong. And to compliment Taylor, he needs to get better protection from his underperforming offensive line to give him time to make plays. And well, I think fans are probably already getting a bit tired, even after 2 weeks of hearing how LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins need to make an impact. But guess what? That hasn't changed. They do. Despite the criticism, these guys are elite players, and they need to have an elite game. Hey, there's even a little bit of history on the line that the Bills are defending on Sunday. The Cardinals haven't beaten the Bills in Buffalo in 45 years, going all the way back to when they were the St. Louis Cardinals. So hopefully it'll be going on 46 for Bills fans come Sunday around 4:30 p.m.
History finally on the side of the Bills fans.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.